operating its activities, every business incurs expenses and generates revenues. When a business produces goods to be sold or prepares services to be delivered, it decreases its assets. In this case, the business makes payments to suppliers or expects to make payments to suppliers. This decrease in assets leads to a decrease in owner's equity, called expense. Typical examples of expenses are rent expenses, insurance expenses, electricity expenses, wages expenses, and so on. When a business sells goods or delivers services, it increases its assets. In this case, the business gets payments by customers or expects to get payments by customers. This increase in assets leads to an increase in owner's equity, called revenue. When revenues are more than expenses, additional owner's equity is generated. We call this additional owner's equity retained earnings. Again, I would like to give you a simple illustration. Imagine that a business produces wooden toys. To produce its products, the business pays wages of $15,000. It buys wood material with a price of $24,000 and pays $8,000 for electricity. All these payments lead to a $47,000 cash decrease and a $47,000 decrease in the owner's equity in the form of expenses. The business sells its wood toys for a total price of $72,000 cash. This positive money flow leads to a $72,000 increase in the owner's equity in the form of revenues. The difference between revenues and expenses is $26,000. This means that the business has generated a retained earnings of $26,000.